Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
And now that I'm married, that's when I'm overthinking concept. Kasi I've always been the type of person that if it feels right at that time, then just go, explore. But syempre now that you're married, there are limitations to it. And in that, just within the dynamics between a husband and wife, parang kailan nga ba very authentic yung consent mo?
Hi, I'm Dr. Rica Cruz, Puma Podcast. I'm a sex and relationships therapist, and for years, I've listened to women talk about their self-doubt, apprehensions, and insecurities in sex. And what I tell them is this: you're okay, you're normal, and your story is my story. I want us women to enjoy sex, to see sex as something good, and to own our womanhood in and out of the bedroom. Kaya dito sa conservative ako, kahit di naman ako conservative, we'll talk about everything you've always wanted to know about sex and female pleasure. Let's help each other embrace and unleash our inner sexy goddesses. In the last three episodes, we talked to four Filipinas about what conservative ako means for them. In the next few episodes naman, we'll talk about another C, and that's consent. Kala niyo ho ano, no? In this episode, I have with me my friend, Chrissy Aquino. She's married with three kids. Let's find out how she began thinking about consent and what it's like to navigate this concept with a committed partner. In this case, her husband. So Chrissy, what does consent mean for you?
Before, if you would ask me mga 20 years ago, consent would be something that actually nobody even talks about. Parang once the invite is there, it's automatic. What you feel right at the moment, you say yes to. But you know, as you go through life, you realize na saying yes or giving your yes to something in general has consequences, and those consequences make you parang go back to bakit nga ba ako nag-yes or bakit nga ba ako nag-no. And now that I'm married, that's when I'm overthinking consent. Kasi I've always been the type of person that if it feels right at that time, then just go, explore. But syempre now that you're married, there are limitations to it. And in that, just within the dynamics between a husband and wife, parang kailan nga ba very authentic yung consent mo? Because there's this layer of parang belief na because he's your husband, then it's your duty, diba, to please him or to do whatever you want. It feels like obligation over like a call of passion. So parang mas iffy pa ako when to say yes or when to say no.
You found consent to be tricky in marriage because there's already this there's already this notion, okay, that when you get married everything should be, not everything should be okay, but at least you'd be more comfortable with each other, and you would know what the other person wants and likes. But now what you're saying, what I'm hearing is that in marriage, you are more concerned about the limitations of you saying yes or of your consent.
Not so much limitations, but more of what is like 100% consent versus sige na nga.
That's actually a sexual phenomenon, and it's called sexual compliance. And it's more common for wives. Yeah. to experience, because of what you said a while ago, that it's implied that it's our duty or obligation to please the man, when, so we don't know if it's more of like, okay, are we having sex for my pleasure as well, or is this just for you? In that compliance, there's this aspect of consent. Yung sinasabi mong sobrang tricky. Kasi umu-oo ka, pero hindi mo naman talaga gusto.
Yes. And the bigger context lang naman kasi is yung energy mo, diba? I mean, being a mom of three kids, and they're all, well, two of them out of three are small kids. Parang you have limited energy within a day. And it has nothing to do. It has nothing to do with not wanting to do it. It's really more of how much do you have left, diba, to do it when your husband wants to. And truthfully, ikaw naman, parang pagod ka na ako, we just do it tomorrow or some other time. Parang, it's so, I don't want to let him down. I always think about, I don't want it to make him feel different when I just really want to rest.
So, wala naman pagod ka na. But yeah, where's the line there? How do you determine the line?
Well, it's a compromise every day. But you know, interestingly, and this happened last night because we had sex last night.
And, congratulations!
And it was quite a while now before we did, because I had my period. So that's like, what, a week? We waited a week to do it again. And it was intense and it was good. And it actually came from my husband himself. Said, why, maybe we should space out the times that we do it. Because when we haven't done it in a while, mas intense siya, mas okay siya, versus parang we pressure ourselves siguro to do it like as often as we can, because that's how most people define parang frequency is an indicator of a good sex life. So parang in that way, wow, ito na siguro yung consent, no? Kasi we're gonna talk about when we're gonna do it and maybe plan things, and then the sex could just get better and better that way.
Oh yeah, when you start to learn how to talk about sex and be more open about it, you'll find a certain kind of comfort and also freedom to do whatever you want during that sexual act or that sexual encounter. So the sex really becomes better and better.
So now I guess one really good opportunity for me and my husband at least is to start talking about it. Like, how do we do it so that it's more exciting, it's not draining for any of us, and it's really yung gugustuhin talaga namin, hindi yung para masabi lang na nagawa.
Now you're more focused on the quality. You're a person who gives her consent easily. Can you elaborate more on that?
Ako kasi yung parang, sige, let's enjoy this moment and let's bahala na later.
When did you learn that?
When did I learn
that?
Did you
say yes to anything? Yeah.
Even when I was younger, maski bata pa ako, I'm not afraid to explore things. Maybe because I also came from a broken family. So parang I always made sure to enjoy my time when I'm not at home.
Was there ever a thing that you had before that was taken away from you for you to feel that way?
My parents were separated when I was very, very young. It was a very tumultuous relationship. I wouldn't say that anything was taken away, but my dad left. So it was just my mom. And then at some point, my mom was also very absent in our lives. So siguro doon siya nagsimula. Na parang I also had that attitude that I had to take all matters into my own hands because I didn't have anyone to ask about it.
And for you, it's more of, because no one taught me this, I will just have to figure it out by myself. And
because
I'm taking care of myself anyway, I'll figure out the consequences when it happens.
Yes.
That's why you say yes. Okay. So parang sabi mo kasi umuo ka lang palagi. And kung umuo ka lang palagi, anong nagawa nun?
Generally, masaya siya. Not to say that I didn't get myself in trouble in my younger years. it's, alam ko cliche siya, but everything that I've experienced then, hindi mo kasi ako type na yes to everything kahit alam kong masama. Basta yes to everything that I perceive would bring me that feeling of fun and fulfillment. So that good and bad experiences, but consent then, wala talaga akong, wala pa wala talaga akong concept.
Wala talagang concept.
Parang it's always, I wouldn't say trial and error, pero yung kinakapa mo lang naman, it happens, let's say, it starts with a kiss, diba? And then, if you like how it feels, then you progress. It's the feeling lang talaga that I tend to follow.
So it's more of, you decide on what's good for you based on how it feels at the moment.
Yes.
And then you say yes to it, and then you allow it to happen. And then, you know, what's interesting in this conversation is that you're saying that wala kang concept ng consent noon. And then you would just go out and about and just do whatever you want as long as you're okay with it. I mean, you're enjoying it. Pero pagdating mo nung ngayon, nakasal ka na, ngayon ka nagkaroon ng konsepto ng consent.
You know, interestingly, now that I'm married, and after that, after everything that's happened between me and my husband, that's where you really start to think na, you know, sex is not just the act of doing it. What about, what are the things you want to explore with your husband? Is that something you need to ask for? I mean, just because you're married and you already know so much about what the person likes and not likes, parang, is it too much for me to ask if you try this? Or my experience with marriage is what really widened my view of sex. Na it's not just the act itself, it's also all the sensualities around it, the context around when you're doing it, why you're doing it. Ngayon ko lang siya iniisip.
Kasi parang binigyan ka ng ibang experiences ng pagiging asawa, diba? As opposed to just being a girlfriend.
Uh-oh.
And the context is more of, okay, what can sex do to me and my marriage and my relationship and the other?
Also, how can you deepen? How can you deepen, diba, sexually, together, and individually? Like, how, parang, where do you draw the line now? Because definitely, I have my own wants and needs. He has his own wants and needs. So, and we have to live with each other forever. I mean, that's what we want at the end of the day. So, kung forever to, paano?
Sige, sabihin mo. Sabihin mo.
Paano yun?
Kung forever to.
Kung forever to, paano kaya? Paano din siya gagawing masaya forever?
Kaya dun kayo, nag-negotiate. You have to really figure out what consent is.
Yes.
Kasi ngayon may goal ka na eh. Dati kasi parang, whatever, enjoy.
Right,
but
right.
But now that you're married, you're looking into the future and saying, okay, my goal is to keep this marriage happy forever, like to be able to deal with each other. And you are avoiding the consequence of separating. How did you start communicating with each other?
Sometimes I feel like it's in the form of pakiusap, or sometimes I feel shame na I have to ask for a day to just like energize myself.
So where is the shame coming from?
I guess it's the pressure I put on myself. Because, I mean, before any time of the day, no matter how often, it was really, really good sex. So I put that pressure on myself to keep it that way. And the fact that I am asking for time to just be prepared for it mentally and physically, I feel nahihiya ako that I have to ask for that. Kasi I feel like I myself am not living up to my expectations of what kind of sexual partner I should be for my husband.
So there's hiya kasi feeling mo hindi mo ginagampanan yung role mo as a sexual partner.
Oo.
O hindi mo ginagalingan for him. Kaya nahihiya kang humingi ng time.
Ako lang ba? Ako lang may ganun?
I doubt. But it sounds like it's ingrained in us. Like what you said a while ago, that it's the women's duty, obligation to have sex with her husband.
Oh.
And of course, it's also the woman's responsibility and duty to be good Yung kailangan galingan mo sa kama. Kung hindi, hahanap siya ng iba.
But I would say that it applies to the opposite sex, whoever our sexual partner is. Yeah,
of course, of course.
And maybe that's the point of this conversation, really, is to tell our listeners that yes, it happens, but hindi lang ikaw yung kailangan magdala ng burden na yun. Kasi like what you said, nagulat ka that your husband was the one who said na, okay, maybe we should space it. So, meron din ganun yung mga lalaki, di ba?
Oh.
And yung pakikipag-usap niya sa'yo eh, him telling you that, okay, we need to space it out. That's consent in some way because it opens up the fact that, hey, you are actually drawing a line somewhere. You're saying no to having sex all the time. And saying yes to spacing it out to see if it's going to be better or not.
Yes. And drawing the line, interestingly also, is actually what also makes it exciting. You're parang, uy.
The boundaries, actually. The limitations and the boundaries that you put forth. What it does is, it makes it, like what you said, clearer. And because it's clearer, it becomes safer. And when it becomes safer, you feel that it will be more sustainable kasi hindi ka na natatakot. Diba?
Yes, that's
and
right.
And that would go towards your goal of, you know, being with this person forever.
Correct.
As an ending to this conversation, do you have anything to impart to our listeners?
Okay. Akala ko kasi dati, it's so baduy na you talk about it. You lay down all the rules and then you do it. Para it takes away yung spontaneity, di ba? Yung hinahanap mo with really good sex. But now that after we've talked, actually consent is a way of opening up and going deeper into what makes you happy as a woman, what makes you feel fulfilled as a woman. Younger people, I notice, are, I guess, luckier in a way because they think about this more now. And I see it in my like my younger cousins, na early 20s and teenagers. They're really more, they have discernment of what to say yes to and no to.
Discernment. That's a good word.
Dati kasi wala eh, di ba?
Wala. Wala.
Wala.
We just like spread our legs
yes.
Get on it.
So, yeah, I mean, I can just imagine how much, siguro, how much more fulfilling their experiences will be.
In this episode of Conservative Ako, we talked to my friend Chrissy and talked about what consent means for her and how she navigates it with her partner. We found out that when she was younger, Chrissy didn't really think about what consent means. It was more of going with what felt right to her. She didn't really think of the consequences. Parang ako lang. But now that she's married, Chrissy finds herself thinking about what consent means for her and her partner. And what is a genuine yes when her husband asks for sex? When we discussed this, the idea of sexual compliance came in. Thus, we figured out that it's important to talk it out with your partner and not just say no at the onset. For example, you can tell your partner why you're not in the mood for sex and say, hindi naman talaga sa ayaw ko. I'm just really tired tonight. It's like the mind is willing, but the body is not. So maybe we can just have sex tomorrow? In this case, we learn how to draw the line, have boundaries, and like what we talked about, these things actually make sex more exciting. And that was the fourth episode of Conservative Ako, Season 2. Again, I'm Dr. Rica Cruz, Puma Podcast. This episode was produced by Trisha Aquino and edited by Nico Bolande. In the next episode, we'll continue talking about consent, this time with educator, counselor, and Reiki practitioner Christina Panghilinan. How do you teach children about consent? We'll find out. So don't miss this conversation. Subscribe to Conservative Ako on Spotify or wherever you listen. And let's continue the conversation online. Like Conservative Ako on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and join the Conservative Ako community on FB.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.